The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, discussing the different leanings we do on different Yom Tovim. So the Gemara says on Simchas Torah, what do you lane? So it says you the Macha Karim Bezais Habracha Maftirim V'Yamad Shleima. So on the last day of Sukkos, you lane Bezais Habracha, and the Aftar is V'Yamad Shleima. So it's before that the Kriya of the last day of Sukkos of Simchas Torah is Bezais Habracha. I saw a very nice chakira from Rav David Soloveitchik. This is brought down in the Sefer Ma'ari Hamaridim and in Yonei Shmini Atzeres. He declares, what's the pshat in this din that we lane v'zayis habracha on Simchas Torah? Is it the pshat that this is a kriya of Inyani D'Yayma? Just like every Yom Tov, you lane a kriya that has to do with Inyani D'Yayma of that Yom Tov. You lane the Parsha L'Maidus, you lane the Nesi Yaman Chanukah, whatever it is. You always read Inyani D'Yayma like we see in the Gemara over here. So the kriya v'zayis habracha is the kriya of Inyani D'Yayma of Simchas Torah. Why that is, we'll have to see. But it's a Inyani D'Yayma Dika Kriya. Or is it pshat that this has nothing to do with the regular Kriya of Inyani D'Yayma? This is a special din that we finish the Torah on Simchas Torah. That's the when we finish the cycle of laning. And Mimela, being that we finish it, being that that's the time when we finish the Torah, we have to lane Bezais HaBracha, because that's the last parsha in the Torah. So it's nothing to do with Inyani D'Yayma of Simchas Torah per se. It's just what we have to do to finish the Torah, because Simchas Torah is the Zman when we are Messiah the Torah. What would be the Nafkamina? So it's a very nice Nafkamina. But Gabe, what were they doing in Ma'arava? We had before in the Gemara and Chavtes, in Ma'arava, they had a different minute. They would finish the Torah once every 3 years, not once every year like we do. So the question is, what laning did they lane in Ma'arava during Simchas Torah in a regular year? So if you learned that Simchas Torah, that the Bezais HaBracha is a Kriya Minyani de Yoyma, so then they would also lane Bezais HaBracha, because that's the Kriya of Simchas Torah, so they would lane it on every Simchas Torah. But if it's not a Kriya Minyani D'Yayma, it's the Kriya because you happen to be finishing the Torah, so you have to lane Bezais HaBracha. So in Ma'arava, where they didn't finish it every year, they only finished it on once every 3 years. On a regular year in Simchas Torah, there's no reason to lane Bezais HaBracha, and they wouldn't lane it, they would lane a different parsha. So that would be an afkamina. So if David brings a very nice raya from the Lashon of the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, Perikud Yom HaLachiches, says the following. He says that Mafsikin Lamayadis with the Yom HaKippurim, the Karim Benin Amayad Lobeseder Shabbos. Rambam says that even though every Shabbos you learn the Parsha, but when it comes to Yom Tov or Yom Kippur, you stop the Seder Parshas and you read Minyani Amayad. And he has a whole list of every Yom Tov, how you're Mafsik. And he says, you go to different Yom Tov, and then he says in Alachi Bezav, Yom Tov Achun Karim Kol Abachar, Lamachar Karim Bezai Sabracha. And one of the examples that he brings, how you're Mafsik from the Kriya of Shabbos to lane the Kriya of Yom Tov, is from Simchas Torah, where you stop the regular Kriya of the Shabbos and you lane Bezais HaBracha. So it sounds like from the Rambam, he brings it together with the Kriya of all the other Yom Tovim. This is a regular example of a Kriya of a Yom Tov. Sounds like this is a Yom Tov Dika Kriya. It's a Kriya Minyani D'Yayma like any other Yom Tov. It's not a special din of we happen to be finishing the Torah then. So it sounds like it's a Kriya Minyani D'Yayma, and lefi that, even in Ma'arava, they would pashas do that as well. And the Magia over there in the Ma'ari HaMoedim, he says in the Maisa, this is a Machlekes Achronim. If you look in the Meshech Chachma, in the end of Parshas Bezais HaBracha, we mentioned this earlier, he says Betherish that the Kriya Bezais HaBracha is not because he happened to finish the Torah then, but it's a Kriya Minyani D'Yayma, and he goes in to explain over there why is it Shaykh Minyani D'Yayma, what does it have to do with Minyani D'Yayma of Shmini Atzeres, or Simchas Torah, Ayin Shami, says a nice Hasber. And then he says Betherish that even in Ma'arava, where they're Messiah the Torah once every 3 years, even over there they would lane Bezais HaBracha on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, because it is a Kriya Minyani D'Yayma. But he brings up there that the Berchei Yosef in Taf Reish Samaches in the Shiori Bracha, he says Beferish that Bezais HaBracha is not a din of Kriya Hamaya, not Minyani D'Yayma, and therefore in Nahar Dah, where they in Ma'arava, when they finish it once every 3 years, they would not lane Bezais HaBracha on Shmini Atzeres. So that seems to be a straight out Machlokes Achronim. I think you're giving a raya to this Shaila from the Ran over here. The Ran, going on this Gemara over here, when the Gemara says that you lane Bezais HaBracha on the last day of Sukkos, the Ran says a tam. The Ran says like this. He says, "L'macha kaim Bezais HaBracha. Why lefishu saif kol amayidus chaisman bebrichas maishu avinu shebrichas Yisrael." Look, the Ran, since Shmini Atzeres is the end of all the Yom Tovim, the end of the cycle of Yom Tovim, starting from Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres is the last Yom Tov. Therefore, rechaisim with the bracha maishu avinu that he gave to Klal Yisrael before he died. So being the Moshe Rabbeinu gave this bracha before he died, it was the end of his life, and this is the end of all the Yom Tovim, so therefore it's appropriate to use that bracha, Bezais HaBracha, that Moshe Rabbeinu used at the end of his life. So what exactly the Ran means, needs beer, but Akopanim, you see clearly from the Ran is saying that the reason why we lane this has nothing to do with the fact that we happen to finish the Torah then. No, it is Shayach to the Seif Kol HaMoedus. This is the last Yom Tov, therefore we use the bracha, the Moshe Rabbeinu gave at the end of his life, and that's the reason for Zayis HaBracha. And lefi that would be a Raya L'chai, that it's not because he happened to be finishing the Torah, but it's a din of Inyani D'Yayman L'chai in Marava, they would lean it then as well, because that's why Sefer Midas would apply to Marava as well.